Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
100.7, The Wolf.
The Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
How much do you think a Space Needle window washer makes? Or a barnacle scraper on the Bainbridge Ferry?
It's rude to ask how much money someone makes.
Maybe, but we can guess. Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. The last time we played Share Your Salary, we learned that Nanny Ashley pulling in $68,000 a year. Boom, and got a brand new car out of the deal. Okay, on the phone with us this morning is Amanda, who lives in Renton. Good morning, Amanda. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
Oh, we're great. You sound really good, Amanda. Thanks for calling in. Woo! Fired up.
Yeah, I'm getting there. I'm waking up.
All right. Well, listen, Amanda, we appreciate you, especially now more than ever, for calling in and sharing some information about being an automotive technician. Now, are you okay with us saying where it is you work exactly?
Yeah, that's fine. I work at Enumclaw Dodge.
Okay, yeah, the Dodge dealership there. She's an automotive tech. So, Amanda, if it's okay with you, we're going to put a minute on the clock right now. We'll ask you as many questions as we can in that amount of time. When we're done, we're going to play a three-minute song. When the song is over, we'll guess what we think you make, but then you're going to tell everybody, Amanda, you're going to share your salary with the Morning Wolf Pack.
All right, sounds good.
Looking forward to this. All right, here we go. Dodge dealership automotive technician, Amanda. Emily, are you ready?
I'm ready.
1 minute. Let's make it count. Begin.
What is an auto?
We work on vehicles.
How many female techs are there, Amanda?
Just me at the moment.
So is automotive tech the same thing as a mechanic?
Yes.
Do you think you make the same amount of money as the guys?
No, I know I don't.
How long have you worked there?
I just started July 27th.
What's your favorite Dodge vehicle to work on so far?
Dodge Durangos.
Were you a mechanic somewhere else before this?
I was.
Do you get to pick the tools you use or do they give them to you?
They do give out tools, but I also hit the Snap-on truck and get my own tools.
Woo! Did you go to school for this or did you learn on the job?
I actually did go to school when we were stationed in Vilseck, Germany. I took some automotive classes, but I also did work for another Dodge dealership for a while.
Now, because you work there, do you get a discount on Dodge vehicles?
Not sure about the vehicles, but I'm pretty sure we do about the mechanic side of it.
I'm sorry, it's over. I'm sorry. 46150, Morning Wolfpack. If you want to help us out, by all means, just text your guess in right now. What do you think Amanda in Renton makes every year working at Dodge? They're in Enumclaw. She's an automotive technician, the only woman on the job with a bunch of dudes. So send that text right now. I'm going to use one of them, so put your name and where you live on it, please, so I can thank you. And we're going to find out in 3 minutes right after this song how much Amanda makes. She's going to share her salary coming up next.
This is the Morning Wolf Pack with Matt McAllister.
100.7 The Wolf.
Let's play Share Your Salary.
Because we all want to know what everybody else makes for a living, but it's never okay to ask until now. On the phone with us is Amanda. She lives in Renton, but she works in Enumclaw. She works at the Dodge dealership there, and she is an automotive technician. Emily, what else did we just learn about Amanda?
So automotive technician is the same thing as a mechanic, and she hasn't even been there a month, so it's a new job, but she was a mechanic before this and has worked at a Dodge dealership before. She took some classes actually while she was in Germany, and she is the only female and doesn't get paid as much as men.
All right, we got some follow-up questions, but let's play the game first. I got to go first, and I'm going to use a text message. Samantha in Bothell, thanks for taking the time. She is at 80, and I think that sounds like a really good number, Amanda. Bona fide, but it disturbs me that you think you don't make as much as the fellas, so we'll get into that in a minute. Emily, I don't know if it's you or Slow Joe.
It's me by one.
All right.
Just because you say you don't make as much and you're brand new, I'm going to go 62.
Don't you like how feisty Emily gets when I suggest that she might be tied?
Oh,
Slow
no.
Oh, it's me by
it
one.
It could easily be Slow Joe.
Slow Joe, you're up.
I'm going to split the uprights at 70K.
Okay, so we got 70. Emily, you were at 62.
Yes.
I got 80. None of that really matters, though, Amanda. We really want to know how much you make every year working at the Dodge dealership as an automotive technician. Amanda, it is time to share your salary. What is the number?
Well, as an express technician, I make about $30,000 a year.
Ooh.
So what is an express technician?
So what we do is we actually do the lube, so the oil and filters and stuff, but I can also do the Chrysler schooling to get my master certification as a technician, which is what I'm going for.
We've heard that before in Share Your Salary. The master's technician certificate gets you paid more.
Yes, it does.
So why do you think you don't make as much as the guys, or are you just kind of speculating on that?
I just started, so I mean, there's different levels as far as, you know, flat rate pay goes. I'm hourly pay, so I don't get paid as much as the other technicians.
You're not getting discriminated against because you're a woman, you just haven't been there as long.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Okay, good. It kind of sounded like that, but that's good to know.
Oh, no.
What's it like working with dudes all day?
Oh, gosh. It's interesting. I mean, I don't have an issue with it. A lot of the guys are really nice. They're all real helpful. We all get along.
You ever seen a bad workplace accident yet? Like, I knew a mechanic one time, auto mechanic, who lost a finger. Actually, a couple, and he had them all sewed on, but they looked weird.
No, I haven't seen any accidents, and God willing, I hope I don't.
Yeah. That's bad news. Well, Amanda, keep doing what you're doing, and that paycheck should just get bigger and bigger.
Yes, it will over time.
Hey, do you have the Wolf on in the shop?
I do not in the shop.
Okay, well, you need to do that.
Okay.
You want to talk about an instant raise. I mean, come on. Make everybody happy. Listen to country music.
Right.
All right, Amanda, we love you. Thanks for sharing your salary. You have a wonderful day, and best to everybody there at Dodge and Needham Claw.
All right. Thank you. You guys have a good one.